a good Erev Shabbos to everyone. It was inspiring to hear from so many people how they had a wonderful Pesach, special Pesach, even though it was their first Pesach alone by themselves, even though they didn't have much time to prepare. But Baruch Hashem, things worked out nicely, and they had a really beautiful and meaningful Pesach together with their mishpachas. You know, this Shabbos coming up, we're going right from Pesach into Shabbos. The Shabbos, many families have a minig to make a shlissel challah, to put some type of key, put their home key into their challah. Different reasons are given for this minig. Many of them have to do with opening up the gates of Parnassah. We hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu should shower us with Parnassah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we should all be zeichet to that. But I was thinking that perhaps there could be another reason for this minig as well. You know, the halacha is that if a person rents out his home right before Pesach, before the night of Bedikas Chametz, the question is, who is obligated to do the Bedikah? The landlord, who it's his house, or the renter, who now is officially renting it, but didn't move in yet. And in the halacha, we paskin, the Shulchan Aruch paskin, that this is determined by Mesiras HaMafteach. It depends whether the landlord gave over his key to the renter or not. If he gave over the key to the renter before the night of Bedikas Chametz, we view it now as the house of the renter. Once you give over the key, it's his house. He's obligated to do the bedika. If he did not give over the key, if the landlord still has a key, then it's his house. The renter is not considered a owner, a bailim, and the landlord has to do the bedika. So we see that giving over a key, Mesiras HaMafteach, is what declares and what is considered in halacha that you're now the owner of the house. So I thought perhaps this could be the idea over here as well. After going through a beautiful Pesach of Aliyah, of connection and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Sibritzis Mitzrayim, and the Nisim, and the Hashkacha, and Shir Shirim, culminating with Kriyas Yamsuf, and we achieved a tremendous closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We became very, very close, and now, right after Pesach, we go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we tell him, here's the key to our house, we're being Meisa the Mafteach, it's your house, please come join us, please come inside, and come and live with us in our homes. That's maybe the symbolic idea behind this minig of putting our home key into the challah. So whether you have this minig or not, it's the idea is definitely true that this is something we want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true that it's a little difficult to go right into Shabbos from Pesach, but this is an opportunity to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not finished, we're keeping the momentum up, we want you to come and live with us. Let's make this Shabbos a special Shabbos, a beautiful Shabbos of tefillah, of zmiras, of simcha, of Aliyah. Continue the Aliyah from Pesach, keep it going, and we should all have a gevaldige Shabbos.